702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's join Adam Gilchrist now for stories from around the world. Adam, a very good morning to you. There's a renewed COVID crisis. I mean, that's really what you can say about what's going on in Europe. The World Health Organization says it's all due to complacency.
Yeah, interesting take from the WHO. Yeah, because Europe is falling over itself with repeat measures, repeat lockdowns, sometimes some new measures. 9 French cities under a nighttime curfew, masks compulsory outdoors at all times in Italy. Don't know what that does for jogging and so forth. A state of emergency in Madrid, Poland and the Czech Republic were doing well, much less so now that both got these big spikes. In fact, the Czechs had a farewell COVID party. Look how that has worked out. Ireland is about to begin a 6-week lockdown. Wales, 2 weeks. And the World Health Organization absolutely has used the C word. They say complacency in the authorities, particularly in Western democracies, that they've become too complacent. And in turn, so have people become complacent. Maybe also there's a bit of frustration and frankly, we're bored of this thing and maybe we're trying to move on too quickly. And that's the point. And the WHO's Mike Ryan has said that essentially countries in Asia and the Pacific are doing much better now because they dealt with it much more thoroughly. In his words, Mike Ryan's words, they followed through. They ran through the finish line and kept running because they knew it wasn't really a finish line. And maybe there are just some of our countries who thought back in June and July, that's it, we've licked it, let's move on. And clearly we haven't.
Well, that's something that I suppose could be a warning bell for what we are seeing in the US, for example. Let's talk Russia now. Russian hackers try to spoil the Tokyo Olympics?
Apparently so. The UK Foreign Office is pointing the finger at Russia's GRU military intelligence, saying that they carried out cyber reconnaissance against officials and organizations. And obviously the Olympic Games in Tokyo didn't go ahead. So I guess at that point, they stopped bothering. American officials have also claimed that state-sponsored hackers in Russia attempted to disrupt the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea, the 2017 French presidential election, and Ukraine's power grid. Anyone mentioning the US presidential election? Well, perhaps not the American officials in that turn. There aren't necessarily many details on it. Perhaps they don't want to give their hand away. And it's interesting how it's Russia specifically and Russian state-sponsored hackers specifically. But there was a great line from a security analyst I heard a couple of days ago, which is that in the light of all this cybersecurity, that Russia is causing the world bad weather, as he put it, but it's China that is changing the climate.
Finally, Adam, tell me about an uproar over a wild boar in, of all places, the center of Rome.
Yeah, isn't that weird? It's quite strange to think that in Italy they had a bear attack a couple of months ago. You don't think of bears in Italy. They have a problem sometimes with wolves, although generally speaking the Apennine wolves keep to themselves, but occasionally hikers come across them and that's not so good. They're very predatory. And then, now we're talking wild boar near the Vatican, for goodness sake. But I'm not sure anything can excuse the fact that a family of wild boar pitched up in a children's playground in a park close to the Vatican in central Rome, a female and her 6 piglets. The police turned up. I mean, obviously, wild boar can be dangerous, and indeed there are wild boar attacks in Italy and elsewhere. But police turned up. They then called the experts, who shot them with tranquilizer guns and then lethal injections, at which point parents, children, animal rights campaigners are up in arms saying, for goodness sake, yeah, you could be a bit wary of a wild boar and her family, but is there any way to treat your wildlife? Well, the mayor of Rome has ordered an investigation.
Adam Gilchrist, that's where we'll leave it for this morning's World View.